let's move on to the next P, which is perspective. You know, there must be at least 50 people that have a perspective of you, right? Your spouse, your friends, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your teacher, your boss, on and on and on and on. What's more important is, what's your perspective of you? Take a moment right now and write down on a piece of paper the answer to, my perspective of me is. And if you don't like your perspective of you, you can write down how you might change it. You see, that's what's most important, is what is your perspective of you? Let me tell you a story. When I was in high school, this is a long time ago, I was the cross-country champion. And in the final race in the polo fields in San Francisco, I stood on the line, and I knew I wouldn't lose. I had, for some reason, and I'll never forget this feeling, I had this feeling that I would never lose this race. And the gun went off, and we ran. As we went up this place called Lindsay Meadow, we went around this big tree, and the other kids from the other rival team were right in front of me, and they formed this big row so I wouldn't get by them. And I knew as soon as we went by the tree, I would quickly sprint past them, and I would never look back. And that's what I did. As I came up the last hill to go into this big dark tunnel and yet to emerge into the sunlight, I ran up the hill and I heard a voice say, "Come on, Craig, I know you can do it." And I looked up and there was my junior high school coach cheering me on. You see, it's important to not only have a good perspective of you, but it's important to be around people that have a good perspective of you. Think about your own life right now. Are the people that you hang around in your life, are they healthy or unhealthy for you? Do they also have a good perspective of you? It's really important to surround yourself with people that help you feel better about you as well. As I ran through this tunnel, I could hear my footsteps, pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. And I came out into the sunshine, and of course I won this race. I was the champion. About, a couple years ago, my youngest child is 5 years old. He and I were at a flea market. And we, you know, I love black and white photography. And we saw a little booth and we were in there looking at pictures. And all of a sudden, I came across a picture of this tunnel, the same tunnel that I had run through 35 years or whatever earlier to win this race. And I bought this picture. I'm probably the only person in the world that would care about a picture of a dark tunnel. And my son, he said, "Daddy, what's so special about that tunnel?" So I told him the story. And he said, Daddy, one day, could I run with you through that tunnel too?" So you see, once you have a healthy perspective of you, other people want to join. It rubs off. Other people also want to do what you do. So having a healthy perspective is really important.